Trauma is widespread in society. Trauma affects more than just war veterans, it's widespread in our society. Anyone can experience trauma, which happens when extreme stress or pain makes someone feel helpless or overwhelmed. War experiences commonly cause trauma, but so do violent crimes and accidents. In the United States in 2014, 12 million women experienced rape. Shockingly, over half of them were under 15 years old when it happened. Every year, 3 million cases of child abuse are reported in the country. Impact of trauma on lives. Traumatic experiences can deeply affect people and those close to them. Many who go through trauma develop post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, leading to depression and substance abuse. They often struggle to trust anyone who hasn't gone through similar suffering and believe no one can truly understand them. In a therapy group for Vietnam veterans, this was evident. The group became a safe space for veterans to connect and share, but those who hadn't experienced war trauma initially felt like outsiders. It took weeks of listening, empathizing, and building trust for the veterans to accept as part of their group. Building and maintaining relationships with someone suffering from PTSD is incredibly challenging. Traumatized individuals struggle to trust even those closest to them, like spouses or children. This difficulty often strains friendships and families, sometimes leading to separation or divorce. Flashbacks re-trigger trauma memories. Have you ever cringed at a memory of something embarrassing you did? Imagine that feeling multiplied intensely. People with PTSD can experience this when reminded of their trauma, entering a high-stress state as if reliving it. This intense recall is known as a flashback, a phenomenon studied through experiments with patients. Each patient agreed to hear a recording that replayed their traumatic experience. While listening, they breathed in air containing a small amount of radioactive particles. These particles could be seen on a brain scan, showing which parts of the brain were active when patients recalled their trauma. Marcia, a 40-year-old teacher, went first. Her script took her back to the tragic accident where she lost both her 5-year-old daughter and her unborn child. Trauma's grip on the mind. When Marcia heard the script, her blood pressure and heart rate soared. The rational part of her brain slowed down, making it hard for her to realize that what she was experiencing wasn't real. Her ability to speak decreased significantly as well, due to less activity in the area of her brain responsible for speech. Meanwhile, her stress hormones spiked and stayed high, unlike in mentally healthy individuals, whose levels return to normal shortly after a threat passes. For those with past trauma, these hormones can linger at heightened levels for much longer. This shows that reminders of trauma can be as terrifying as the trauma itself. Long-lasting effects of childhood trauma. Facing trauma as a young child is incredibly tough. Their brains, which aren't fully developed yet, make them more vulnerable to a wide range of negative effects. These effects show up soon after the trauma and can last into adulthood. In an experiment, kids who had been through tough experiences and those who hadn't were shown cards with pictures from magazines. One card had two kids watching their dad fixing a car. Children without trauma pictured a happy scene where the dad fixed the car and treated them to McDonald's. But kids with trauma imagined darker outcomes. Persistent violent imaginations in children. One girl remarked that a child in the pictures might smash the father's head with the hammer he was holding. Another child suggested that the car in the image could fall, crushing the father's body. These children link certain elements in the pictures to violent scenarios, a thinking pattern that can continue into adulthood. Consider Marilyn, a former nurse, who misrepresented that she had a pleasant childhood. Marilyn experienced severe childhood sexual assault, which had a lasting impact on her adult life. Even in her sleep, she was prone to lash out at those who touched her. In addition, she experienced visual impairment from an autoimmune illness that most likely resulted from the physical strain her trauma had placed on her body. Though Marilyn's situation may seem unique, she is not. Many other people who experience childhood trauma still struggle in their adult years. Normal memories fade, traumatic ones are vivid and unchanging. When we share stories, we often add details, exaggerate, or leave out parts of what happened. By the fifth telling, the story can be quite different from the first. Our memories also alter as time goes on. Generally, we usually remember what we did or how we felt without recalling specific sensory details like smells or faces. However, when it comes to traumatic events, our memories are sharp and remain unchanged over time. In a study comparing two types of memory, researchers had participants recall significant, non-traumatic events like their child's birth or wedding day. They found that while people remembered their overall feelings, such as happiness or nervousness, they didn't recall detailed specifics like how their partner's hair looked on their wedding day. Impact of traumatic memories on senses and memory. When people are asked to remember distressing events, their senses like smell, taste, touch, and hearing become crucial. For instance, one person who experienced rape said that the smell of alcohol instantly reminded her of her trauma. This association was so strong that she started avoiding parties altogether. Additionally, a study at Harvard Medical School followed 200 men over several decades, starting from their participation in experiments between 1939 and 1945. The study focused on how memories, especially those linked to trauma, influenced their lives over time. Many World War II veterans, some dealing with PTSD, showed a remarkable consistency in their memories over 45 years. Unlike others, whose memories evolved with time, theirs remained steady. This shows how deeply trauma can embed itself in both mind and body. Learning to cope with such lasting effects is a challenge many face. Memory integration and agency restoration. One effective method involves moving a finger back and forth in front of a patient's eyes. As the patient follows the finger, they revisit a difficult memory and are guided to create new connections along the way. This technique is called EMDR, short for eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. EMDR might seem straightforward, but it's quite mysterious because we don't fully understand why it works so well. What we do know is that it helps patients by combining their traumatic memories. This is crucial because when memories aren't combined, they can keep replaying for PTSD patients as if they're happening right now. Once a memory is combined, though, it can finally become a normal part of a patient's past and stop causing so much distress. Take charge of traumatic experiences. By enabling patients to incorporate traumatic experiences into their memories, EMDR helps them take charge of how they relate to those experiences. By doing this, the patient can regain control over their bodies, minds, and lives, as well as a new and healthier relationship with a painful memory. With EMDR, astounding outcomes have been attained. After her third failed attempt at suicide many years ago, Kathy, then 21 years old, addressed. Kathy's father had forced her into prostitution, where she was sexually attacked with beer bottles and gang raped by him and his cronies. With EMDR, Kathy could face her traumatic memories and reshape them to give herself control over them. The sessions encouraged her to think of new, creative ways to see these memories. In one session, she pictured a bulldozer crushing her childhood home, erasing the place where many traumatic events occurred. In another, she imagined locking her father out of a cafe, leaving him powerless while others around him laughed. After 8 sessions, Kathy showed significant improvement. 15 years later, Kathy was pleased to find a healthy, happy woman considering adopting a third child. Yoga helps trauma survivors connect body and mind safely. Our emotions and bodies are closely connected. To live a stable life, it's crucial to grasp how emotions work and their effect on our physical well-being. Unfortunately, trauma can complicate this understanding. Trauma often leaves people with a highly sensitive alarm system in their bodies. Those who endured sexual abuse as children, for instance, may feel intense panic in harmless situations, like cuddling with their partner. After experiencing trauma, some people try to block out their emotions by drinking too much, taking drugs, and even overloading themselves with work. These may seem like quick fixes, but they often make things worse for mental health. Fortunately, there's a positive way to handle overwhelming feelings after trauma: yoga. Yoga is healing for trauma. Yoga provides a safe way for trauma survivors to connect with their emotions through their bodies. Annie, a patient, decided to try yoga despite facing PTSD after being assaulted. Initially, yoga was tough for her as even a gentle touch could trigger her brain's alarm. However, Annie persisted and noticed her body started signaling her emotional state. She found the happy baby pose especially challenging. This pose involves lying on your back with your knees bent and feet in the air. Annie experienced intense pain, vulnerability, and sadness in these situations. Instead of ignoring these feelings, she chose to confront and accept them. Yoga helped Annie acknowledge and manage these negative sensations directly, rather than suppressing them. Essential for trauma recovery, mindfulness and supportive relationships. Mindfulness is more than just a trend, it's a powerful way of living. It helps people heal from trauma by staying aware of their bodies and emotions instead of ignoring them. This can be hard after trauma when painful memories make us want to push away our feelings. But avoiding these emotions means missing a chance to face trauma and begin to heal. Mindfulness helps with the psychological and physical effects of trauma, like depression, stress, and conditions such as chronic pain. It also boosts the immune system, activates parts of the brain that handle emotions, and balances stress hormones. Besides mindfulness, having strong personal connections is crucial for recovering from trauma. Building a support network with family, friends, and mental health professionals ensures there's always someone to lean on in times of need. These networks can form through AA meetings, religious groups, or veterans organizations, among others. Neurofeedback rewires trauma brains. Electrical signals in your brain control nearly everything your mind does. These brain waves guide how you think, which makes them incredibly important. Sadly, they can be harmed by injuries. Alpha waves, for instance, appear when you're calm and relaxed. A study from the University of Adelaide in Australia looked at soldiers who had been in Iraq or Afghanistan. It found that the longer they were in combat, the fewer alpha waves their brains made. Instead, their brain waves resembled those of kids with ADHD. This made it harder for the soldiers to relax, stay calm, and concentrate. Revitalize the brain with neurofeedback. The brain can bounce back with a method called neurofeedback. This technique helps people who have experienced trauma to adjust their brain waves, especially by boosting alpha waves that aid relaxation and calmness. Using a screen, patients can watch their brain waves in real time. This visual feedback helps them learn when to consciously relax. As they succeed, they see more alpha waves and even earn rewards, making it feel like a video game. Lisa, a 27-year-old woman, faced a tumultuous upbringing. Her father left when she was 3, and her mother was harsh and abusive. Lisa ran away from home multiple times, moving through promoted care, mental hospitals, and even living on the streets. These experiences left deep scars, leading her to self-harm and struggle with controlling her emotions. However, everything changed when Lisa started neurofeedback treatment. By learning to generate alpha waves and consciously relax, she gained a new ability to confront and manage the traumatic events from her past. Although neurofeedback is highly effective, it remains underused. Our society still has much to learn about trauma. However, as mindfulness gains wider acceptance and understanding of mental illnesses improves, there's hope for better mental health treatment in the future. Key points. 1. Trauma affects everyone, not just war veterans, causing deep distress due to overwhelming stress or pain. 2. PTSD commonly follows traumatic experiences, leading to depression and substance abuse, affecting trust and relationships. 3. Childhood trauma has long-lasting effects, influencing brain development and emotional responses throughout life. 4. Flashbacks can re-trigger traumatic memories intensely, affecting daily functioning and mental health. 5. Techniques like EMDR and neurofeedback offer innovative ways to treat trauma, helping individuals reclaim control over their memories and emotions. 6. Mindfulness and supportive relationships play crucial roles in trauma recovery, aiding emotional healing and overall well-being. 7. Yoga and mindfulness help trauma survivors connect with their emotions and bodies, providing safe ways to manage overwhelming feelings.